Okay, now in the studio, I'm joined by local acoustic guitarist John Mahon. He's part of a trio. They play Spanish, Gypsy, Swing, Ragtime, Jazz, classical music as well. Okay, and he's also going to play a few tunes as well. So a very good afternoon to you.
How are you doing,
John,
Johnny?
How's it going?
Me. Cheers.
Yeah, keeping well.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're very welcome. First of all, if you could go way back to your childhood, what exactly inspired you to get involved in music?
Well, as far back as I can remember, like having an interest in music, I remember being in my uncle's house in Leash and seeing a guitar and just being very interested by just the look of it. Even I don't even think anybody had played it, but the second I seen it, I just said to me, "Dad, here, will you buy me a guitar and I'll learn how to play." But that didn't happen for a few years until I was about 12. That was probably about 8 or 9. But then I kept on annoying them basically to get lessons and get a guitar and stuff. Eventually, he bought a guitar for me and got lessons and didn't really look back from there. Yeah, so.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
And was there any particular musicians or bands that inspired you?
Well, I started off playing blues and rock music, and then I got into like fingerstyle music, which I still love and I still study and practice.
Yeah.
And then now I'm studying jazz with actually a guy out in Greystones called Francesco Amico. He's a great jazz player, and I've been gone there a couple of weeks now, so I'm looking forward to, in a few months' time, the progression that I'll make, hopefully, yeah, if I put the work in anyway, you know.
Sounds great. Yeah. You're a part of a trio, and it's a pity we couldn't get the other two in, but they are working today. And but still, at the same time, we might get them in again.
At
another time. Yeah. Is there a name for the trio?
Sonic Tolfa, we're called.
Yeah. Sonic?
Sonic Tolfa.
Tolfa.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And who are the band members?
I can't remember Johnny's second name, but his name is John.
It's Johnny. Okay.
Johnny and Alan Bourne.
Okay. It's not Johnny Holmes, by the way.
Not Johnny Holmes.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Well, he could be in the band if you wanted, Johnny. You know.
Yeah.
There's room for a member.
If you're looking for a drummer, maybe. And I don't think so. Yeah. And who's the other one? I beg your pardon?
Alan Bourne.
He's
a classical guitar player. I'm also playing with a guy at the moment. It's a new project I have going. Darren Morgan, his name is. He's a very good singer and songwriter. So we're busy at the moment writing tunes and getting some covers to get some gigs going as well. So
okay, sounds wonderful.
Check him out. Yeah.
Everybody plays the acoustic.
Sorry?
All of you play the acoustic
In the trio?
Yeah.
Me, Alan, and John plays percussion and saxophone.
Oh,
and,
right.
And harmonicas and all sorts.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Oh, we definitely have to get you guys in here all together.
100%, yeah.
Maybe over a weekend
in
some other programme.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody's Irish, judging by the names.
We're all Irish,
We're all Irish.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to play us a tune?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Tell us about what you're going to play.
This is a song that I wrote. It's called Bachelor's Walk. It's basically like a ragtime kind of vibe to it, but I basically got the idea. I do a lot of busking. I got the idea from just sitting on the street and starting noodling away. I got an idea and I went home and the idea came to something and I wrote a song out of it. So
very nice. You actually wrote it yourself?
I wrote it myself, yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
Very, very good, John.
Thank you.
Very, very talented. Just watching you with the fingers on the guitar there, absolutely can't describe it.
Thanks a million.
And the fact that you actually wrote it yourself, really, it's really something else. So you must be. Do you do any gigs at the moment? Are you doing any gigs with the band?
I am. I'm playing every Friday in a restaurant called Susie Street. So every Friday, 7 till 10. Susie Street is on 26 Fitzwilliam Place. So it's very much background music, but you know you can come in and have a drink and listen to the music and stuff. So
Okay, that sounds great. Mm. I don't think you weren't doing any gigs before Christmas. This must have all taken off.
Since then we got the gig.
Okay, lovely. And are you busking as well still?
Still busking, still doing a lot of. Now it's the season now, so you'll find me on the street a lot. If anybody wants to come over, say hello.
Okay,
don't be shy.
But you're mainly in Grafton Street, isn't it?
Mainly Grafton Street.
Okay.
That'd be
okay.
The mainstream.
Yeah, lots of tourists at the moment.
Yeah.
But very hard to get to see you though, because you're so good. There's such a big crowd around you to try and get a place at the front.
Well, I don't know about that now, but
I remember seeing you last. I think it was about 2 weeks before Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Last year in Grafton Street, and I couldn't get near to see you. I could just hear you because there was such a big crowd. So congratulations on that.
Lovely. Thanks a million, Johnny. Yeah.
And what about the songwriting? Do you do that all by yourself, or is it with a band, or perhaps both?
I do. Well, this kind of stuff I do it on my own, you know. But it's just basically getting inspiration or getting a melody or maybe a chord progression or something like that, and just building on that, you know. I find like I'm writing with the guy Darren Morgan, but I'm very much the range and he's working with the lyrics and the melodies, but when I'm working with the solo guitar stuff, it's just me, like. And
Okay. Very, very good. Okay. And if you're not playing with, you know, when you're with the band, if you're not playing your own stuff, what kind of music are you playing?
We actually don't play. Well, yeah, we don't play a lot of our own stuff, to be honest, with the band. But we play, like, we do our own versions of kind of popular songs or like stuff like "Isn't She Lovely," Stevie Wonder, and we'll do our own take of it. But it's all instrumental. Like, it's not. There's no singers or anything like that.
That sounds good. That could be very interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
What about the Gypsy music? How did you find that, or where do you go to get that? Is it kind of like the Romanian Gypsy music?
Well, yeah.
Or Bulgarian and that?
It would be, like Django Reinhardt, like the European Gypsy. Well, I don't play loads of that now. I wouldn't be an expert in Gypsy jazz or anything like that, but I do.
But it's included.
There's a bit of that in the set as well, yeah, and just bebop jazz as well, and, you know, a bit of Brazilian music and stuff, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. So, any future plans for yourself and the band?
Just keep going, and we have a couple of videos up on Facebook and that, so we're trying to get more gigs, and just keep playing, I suppose, keep doing the gig, keep improving, and keep enjoying it more so than anything.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Do you teach the guitar?
I do. Yeah. I haven't got any students at the minute. I have a couple of guys that are looking for lessons in the next month or so, but. If anybody out there is interested in getting lessons, you can find me on John Mahan on Facebook, or my musician page is John Ryan Mahan. So you can get in touch with me there if you like lessons or anything like that.
And the musician page,
Ryan Mahan.
Ryan Mahan.
Yeah.
That's on Facebook?
Facebook. Yeah, John Ryan Mahan on Facebook.
Okay.
There.
You also have a website too, don't you?
I don't have a website yet, no.
Okay.
That's something in the future. Yeah,
but I won't say an official website, but you have, I think it's under Fame Ireland on the internet.
That's actually not my website. That's,
That's okay.
That's Gina McCormick is her name. She's my mum, actually, she's a friend of my mum's, and she runs a agency for musicians and actors and stuff like that. I only done one gig with her, but, that's her website anyway.
Good, because we've seen you in there.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so, your photograph and a bit of information about your music. So we thought it was yours.
Oh, no, it's not my, no. She just put me on the website, so yeah.
All right, okay. And when you're teaching, just to go back to that, would you be prepared to teach children, like, say, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather do it one-on-one, because I had a situation where I had about 4 kids and they kind of don't tend to get distracted easily, to be honest with you, when there's a few of them, you know, that kind of way. So I think in the future, if I'm teaching young kids, it'll have to be like a one-on-one situation where they can't get distracted by other people around them or other kids and stuff, you know.
No, completely understand.
Yeah.
And how will that work? Will they have to come to you, or will you go to them?
If it's all, I'm from the south side. I'm from Fairhouse, just beside Tallaght. So if it was out here, like in the north side, I wouldn't be able to come out here because I don't drive. So they'd have to come. But I mean, if someone was close enough by me, like around the south side, I'd have no problem cycling or, you know, getting a bus or stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. How about another tune?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Which one is this?
This is a this is another original tune I wrote. This is the first time I played it live, actually. So bear with me.
First time.
Hopefully, I'll get through it.
Yeah. What's it called?
I haven't actually got a name for it yet. Yeah.
All right.
So
okay.
It's a name of the song. Maybe you can give me a few tips when you hear the song. You never know. Yeah.
Okay. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Very nice, John. Very,
cheers.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, we're going to wrap it up in a couple of minutes.
Cool.
May I ask you to just recap on your Friday night gig? It's in a restaurant on Fitzwilliam Place.
Yeah.
The name of the restaurant again?
Susie Street is the name.
Susie Street Restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's from what time?
7 till 10 every
7
Friday.
7 till 10. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just for our listeners if anybody wants to come along.
Yeah.
Because the music is absolutely wonderful. You're very, very talented. And we wish you all the best of luck and
thank
a lot
you.
Of success.
Cheers, Johnny. Thanks
okay.
a million.
And again, John, thanks for coming in to us.
Thanks a million.
It was a
thanks
pleasure
having
you with us.